Sinead, the unicorn.
Hi, Ray.
How
from
are you?
Wexford. I'm good. I'm in Irish town in New Ross, and they don't call it the sunny southeast for nothing because the sun is shining. It's roasting here. Now, I know I'm in my car and it's always a little bit warmer when you're sitting in the car and the sun is shining through the windscreen. But I'll tell you a story. I was on my way down here today and I had my phone charging and I had my Google Maps open and a warning came on my phone. And do you know what it said?
What?
Charging will resume when iPhone returns to normal temperature. So there you go.
It's
heating up.
The first week in February, yes.
Yeah.
It is spring-like. You see, I believe that spring starts on the 1st of February. We've had this discussion before, but there you go. And the weather is honouring my wishes by being very spring-like. Yeah. So it's the sunny southeast today, blue skies, all that.
Yeah, 8.5 degrees Celsius in
not
the car
bad.
I just looked before we went on air. So yeah, it's a good day.
So what are you doing today? What are you in search of?
A little bit of retail therapy. I'm going shopping. Women be shopping, don't they say? So I'm on my way to a new shop that has just opened up in Irish town. It's called E-Kiosk and it's a shop with a difference because it has 21 different vending machines and all the products that they sell in the shop are contained within these vending machines. Uh-huh. So like any convenience store, you'll get some sweets and chocolate and these guys have something a little bit different, though, in the vending machines that they have in the shop. They absolutely tick those boxes and they have chocolate and whatnot. But they also have fresh farm milk in one of their vending machines. And they have a lot of products from Japan. So Japanese desserts and Japanese drinks that a marble breaks when you open it. Quirky things that you wouldn't find elsewhere. Sodas like Fanta or Pepsi, but that they have different flavours to them that you wouldn't maybe find in your normal convenience store.
And why New Ross?
Why? Well, why not? You know? I mean, like, why not put New Ross on the map as the town that has the first e-kiosk vending machine convenience store?
Yeah.
And it will probably bring people to the area.
And when I heard about the milk, I thought, oh yeah, just a carton of milk. But actually, you see the bottle, at last bottle, been filled in the machine.
Mm-hmm. And the old school glass bottles as well. So that's an added extra that they come like that, that it reminds people maybe of the olden days.
Right. So the first e-kiosk convenience store is in Irish town, in Ireland. Yes. Yeah. So on the way down, you mentioned chocolates there and treats. So you asked people.
I asked people, what little surprise do you like home from the shop? So when somebody goes to the shop and they say, will I bring you anything back? And you say, bring me a surprise. What is the surprise that you like? And I was talking to people earlier. The first person I met was Aaron.
You cannot beat a bottle of Lucozade. Every single time somebody's gone to the shop, it's always a bottle of Lucozade that I ask for. And it has to be the original because the orange is just not it. So always the original. You cannot beat it. It revives you. I can't even explain it. It's just unbeatable, though.
What about that act, somebody going to the shop and returning with a gift? There's something sweet about it.
Yeah, there is, especially if I don't have to ask and somebody just sees the Lucozade and thinks, Aaron would like that. It's just the best.
What an ad.
Well, you're on the Ray Darcy Show. They'll be sponsoring you next. But that is something nice that Aaron mentioned. You don't always have to say it to somebody. If somebody knows you well, they might bring you back something that they think you will like as well.
Yeah. Right. So that was Aaron.
Yeah. And next up is Kelly.
Well, normally it's me bringing home the surprise. So for my daughter, she likes her chicken filler roll or sausage rolls, whichever it is, she'd be happy with.
Does she ever ask you if you'd like a surprise?
She does, actually. She'll ask me if I wanted a coffee. So a latte would be my surprise from the shop with regular milk. No sugar, sweet enough.
Sweet enough is
What would you ask for?
I see, we had this chat last week in the office and I never ask for anything. I'm not that type of person. I'm low maintenance.
Maybe you have to change your ways.
I'm low maintenance.
but say it was Christmas time and you felt like you could ask for something.
No, but here's the thing. I've developed a habit in here. They love their milk chocolate macaroons in the office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd bring them in regularly. So you'd have to ask them if they value them or not, or whether when I'm down here, they're throwing them in the bin. But I think they like them. I think they like their milk chocolate macaroons. What about yourself?
I like a crunchy. Right. It depends. It doesn't have to be a Friday. I'll eat it any day of the week, but I like a crunchy.
I'll keep that in mind.
If you see me on the Friday now, you'll know what to buy me. But yeah, I got a mixture of answers from people. Next up was Thomas.
Probably be a chocolate, because I've got two kids at home and they just love to have chocolate. So it'll probably be the chocolates or crisps. I believe you call it crisps. Chips where I'm from, yeah.
Where are you from?
South Africa.
So chips is what you would call, sometimes we call them tatoes.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's because that's the brand name, isn't it?
Yes.
It just caught on, yeah. We call it chips, basically, yeah.
What would your favourite type of chip or crisp be?
At the moment, it'll be a Tato's prawn cocktail, I think. Ooh. It was. Yeah,
that's fancy.
That's my posh. Favourite. My daughter also enjoys that one.
Yeah, posh, yes. And of course, you had a word in his ear. You go, look, chips are things you get in the chipper. Crisps are things you get in the packet. But I think, are we the only people in the world who call them crisps? Because I know they're chips in America as well, aren't they?
Possibly, but would you agree that sometimes you call them by the brand name? Like I would call a pack of crisps Tato's, even though it mightn't be the brand.
Yeah, well, less so now. I remember my brother Hugh, when he went to London first, he was in a bar in Kilburn or something like that, and he asked for a packet of Tato, and your man looked at him as if he's five heads, you know.
I know someone who went to America and asked for an all cash.
A which?
An all cash, you know, the scratch card.
Oh, did they? Right.
An yeah, all cash. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, right. That was Thomas. Next up, Rebecca.
I'd love a sweet treat. My dad usually rings on the way home from work and asks if I want something, and I'm like, you know the drill, something like chocolate or something like that.
What's your favourite bar of chocolate?
Oh, definitely Cadbury's. At the moment, it's fruit and nut. I don't know why, it's just a craving I have at the moment.
And it's semi-healthy as well.
Sure, yeah. Maybe I can gaslight myself into thinking that.
Everyone's a fruit and nut case. Do you remember that? No.
No.
That was for Cadbury's fruit and nut. I used to be a big fan of that. And yeah, you're one of your five a day, of course.
Absolutely. Tick that box.
Yeah. Karen was next.
Any sort of chocolate. Revels would be my favourite. They're all different flavours. So you get Maltesers, you get the orange flavour, you get just the chocolate nuts, you get raisins in them. So it's just a multi-pack of chocolate.
What would you do if you asked someone to bring you home a surprise and they brought you home something healthy, like a piece of fruit?
I would tell them to go back to the shop. Why are you bringing me home fruit? Yeah, go back to the shop and get some chocolate.
Yeah. A few people that I spoke to today thought, oh, maybe I should say something healthy, because, of course, their voices were going out on the air. Next up is Madge.
Well, will I be honest? I should say fruit or something really healthy. But what I really, my really sweet treat is a nice big cream donut.
Oh, now you're talking. What is it about the cream donuts? They're much nicer, I think, than the glazed donuts.
I would much prefer them too. I think it's the cream, and when you bite into them, they're so soft and delicious, really. Delicious.
We're near a bakery here. Will you be paying it a visit? Or is it something that somebody else has to do for you?
Well, it's nice when you get it as a surprise, but I live locally and I do quite often come to this bakery and buy one for myself.
Ooh, Madge, you're so naughty.
I love the way she said, delicious.
Yeah, I love Madge.
Very good, yeah.
And finally, I love Mike as well. This is Mike.
Oh, goodness, well, I'm such a boring old fool that I'm much more interested in making sure that the fridge has got milk and I've got porridge for the morning and berries for the morning. And one thing I do like is a little bit of honey with my porridge. That's the other thing. You must have milk in the fridge, OK? We don't want to run out of any of the basics like that. So it's not a surprise, I'm afraid. It's the things we all need every day.
It's a surprise if you open the fridge and it's gone.
Well, I'll tell you, there'd be a bit of a scene if there was gone.
Mike was great.
Yeah, Frances has been on and she says, Sinead, I asked my husband to bring me something nice. He returns home with nothing and then has the cheek to say that he is the something nice.
He's the snack.
He's the, well, yeah. Right, so you're going to be talking to Tomás, the boss man in e-kiosk in Irishtown in Uros, when we talk to you again after 4 o'clock.
Lovely stuff, talk to you then.
Gramagot Slán. Now, back to the sunny southeast and the Sinead Ní Uachtaráin.
Ray, hello from e-kiosk for the go-getters. That's the title that they're using for this store. And well, that's the tagline, I suppose, yes, is the correct term to use. But yeah, I'm inside in the store at the moment. It is very impressive. So in a usual convenience store, you might have shelves with the products on the shelves and a till with somebody to greet you. But it's different here. There are 20 odd vending machines and they're filled with different products. And then there are two machines in the middle of the floor, and from those machines you order what you want, and when you've paid, the vending machine that contains your product lights up and you go and collect it. And not only that, but we were talking earlier about the milk machines that they have here, and I've already been over to the milk machine. I got myself one of those old school bottles and filled it up. And I don't know if I said earlier, but they have different flavours of milk: bubblegum, strawberry, chocolate, but I went for banana. And you know how you can tell if it's proper fresh milk?
Oh yeah. The cream.
Cream rises to the top. So the cream of the crop.
You'd banana-flavoured cream at the top of your milk.
And I've taken a few gulps of it. Well, it's delicious, and I'm going to save the rest for later. I might even bring it into the office. We'll see.
And Sinead, will you just, like, does it feel futuristic there?
It does feel a bit futuristic. It's very clean and very minimal. I love the layout of it. But even looking at the products, they're all so different, because you'd be used to going into shops in local towns around Ireland. But some of the products you see here, you wouldn't see them in Ireland. Like, for instance, they have Oreo popcorn. They also have Snickers popcorn. So it's flavoured with the flavours that you get on Oreo cookies or Snickers. They have a lot of products from Japan, as I was telling you earlier. There are like Chupa Chup cans of like drinks that you would that are flavoured like the Chupa Chup lollipops are. Lots of different things. So it is a little bit futuristic, and it's futuristic even, you know, when you do order from the central machine, that the light on the vending machine where your product is lights up, and that you have to go over to it. It's a new experience, but and it's different, and I like it, I have to say. So far, so good.
Who are you with there?
Tomás is by my side. Yeah, it's all me. Tomás is by my side, and Tomás is, he's the founder and he's the director of e-kiosk, Tomás Young.
How are you doing, Tomás? How are you? Good to talk to you.
Nice.
So I see what you're doing there with the go-getters, the people who have to go and get the things. Is that it?
That's kind of the idea. That kind of a we're in a hurry, let's get in and get it done.
Yeah, exactly. Go and get me some Oreo-flavoured popcorn, will you? Where would you get
exactly
that?
Yeah, exactly.
So Tomás, what's your background?
Yeah, so I'm from a local farm originally, grew up on a farm. Ray is just out the road, and my wife is from town here in New Ross, so this is kind of middle ground, Ray. This is kind of like the battleground where it all began. I've done trade then and engineering in college, and I set up a company about 20 years ago. We do a lot of work in the retail industry. We were on holiday in France about 6 years ago, and we saw a kind of a version of a locker system in rural France in the middle of nowhere selling stuff, and I was absolutely intrigued with it. And I said, Jeannie Mac, if we had something like that back in Ireland now, it could really work, and it would help to do a different way of retail.
Yeah, and what are the advantages of it for the customer?
Yeah, so like for the customer, it's very convenient. It's super convenient for someone to come in. It's really, really quick. If you want to come in and get a quick cup of coffee, you're in and out in 40, 50 seconds. If you want to order any of your products, you just come up to your screen any time of the day and pick 1, 2, 10, 20 products, whatever you want. Dispenses them out to you. And it's an interesting place to visit, I suppose.
Right. It is, because it's novel. Is it open 24/7?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, and what if I go to the middle machine and I order something and somebody else takes it?
Yeah, so basically, on the ordering, there's two ordering screens, and it will only let you do your order first, and the next person will have to wait in the queue until your order is completed.
Yes, okay. Now, these odd products that we haven't seen before in this country, what inspired you to import those?
Yeah, so we do an awful lot of work on product. We build our own milk vending machines as well. And obviously that's a very, very local from Johnny and Carmel Kiley, just down the road. They supply us with the milk. And we we have that element of it. We have local suppliers here with with sandwiches and protein balls and peas and love and sandwiches from Trudy's. And we just wanted to go with the total opposite of that. So one of our directors was based in London, sees a lot of trends worldwide. So we've got a lot of Japanese stuff, American stuff, Asian stuff, just for people to try new products.
Yeah, it
is novel, but some of it is not just novel. You know, with people saying it's their favourite drink ever when they come in, and they're like, don't ever get rid of it. So maybe it's nice.
What would they say about, which drink would they say that about?
Yeah, there's a Fanta pineapple, there's a Mogu Mogu drink, there's a kind of a bubble tea drink, a particular bubble tea drink, and there's raspberry Pepsi and bamboo Pepsi and stuff that's, yes, it's novel, but it's nice to be able to bring a little bit of the Orient into a little rural town like New Ross.
Yeah, and, but we live in a world where people are scared about AI taking our jobs. And they're probably looking at you and they're going, look at that man, he's not employing anybody.
Yeah, well, look, I'd invite him to come to my office on a Thursday morning when I'm paying the wages, and they might have a different take on it. But, like, we have a whole team of people here. You know, we have designers, we have merchandisers, people in procurement, people designing new machines, product selection, and just massively engaged around making things flexible for people. So because we're open 24/7, some of our staff get to pick their own times and come in and stock up the machines when it suits them. So we're anything but AI. Yes, we're using really what we feel is really good technology and futuristic stuff, but at the same time, it's just new retail. It doesn't mean it's in any way negative.
Yeah.
And it's nice for that technology to be developed here in a local little southeast town.
And I love the fact that Carmel's cows are out the road and you can go and visit them and then come in and get some of their flavoured milk from your machine.
It is nice. And I suppose, like, I'm reared on a farm, dairy farming, and we're kind of spoiled with milk. And as you get older, if you're not getting that kind of milk, it's only when you get natural farm fresh milk that you kind of realise the difference, you know, and maybe people have kind of forgotten those tastes, so that's nice too.
And do you plan to have e-kiosks around the country?
Look, this is our, as lads in the tech industry call it, Ray, is our beta.
Your
store
beta.
To see
oh,
how
yes,
it all
yes,
beta.
Yes,
yeah, very fancy stuff. But it's basically a trial store to see how it goes.
Yeah.
And we're very, very enthused with what's happened so far. And what's been kind of surprising is that the local town is kind of, they're kind of delighted that we've picked New Ross.
I understand that completely. Yeah,
they're getting behind us. It's almost like we're one of their own.
Yes.
And it's like, Jesus, we make this work.
You are. Well, listen, good luck with it.
Thanks very much.
If we're going down that neck of the woods, we'll call in Tomás Young, director and founder of eKiosk in Irishtown in New Ross. Thanks, Tomás. Gormaga.
Thanks, Ray. Gormaga,
Sinead. Slán, Slán.
Slán.
Slán. Now, Cormac is on drive time. We are back tomorrow at 3:00. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.